Well, what did you like from Edmund today? He seemed like he pitched pretty well.
Really well. I mean, different speeds on his. It's like he's got three different fastballs. One of them cuts a little bit, one of them sinks a little bit. Four seamer that pulls out 96 when he wants it. Enough sliders and changeups. I thought a better changeup today even than last time. I mean, it's really good look.
Does that surprise you the way he's able to manipulate his fastball like that, go from like 91 to 97 the one time he did, I believe?
Yeah, it's, I mean, well, I wouldn't say it surprises me. It, you know, based on the fact that he was available and the way he's pitched for us is a surprise. But he's always been able to do that a little bit with the sinker and the four-seamer. Now he just manipulates a little bit more. And, you know, the off-speed stuff with the change-up speed and the slider and the slower one, I mean, it really keeps you off balance.
I've heard you talk this season about how your at-bats are better usually later in the game than early. I mean, it was again today, but is some of that the way Plutko was pitching the first five innings?
You know, I typically for a starter, if you're going to get them, it's a lot of times it's early before they get into the rhythm. Now, he was dotting everything the first, you know, several innings or so. Then we got on him a little bit, and then so we got the bullpen, we started adding on, which was nice to see. And, you know, it's consistent with the way we've been playing, but I think it was more the fact that I don't think he missed a spot in the first four innings or so with his slider and his fastball. They were coming back saying he's painting pretty much.
With the way you're kind of combining both power hitting and just the bullpen's been rock solid, does it have a 2012 feel at all for you?
We need to get a little farther into it. I appreciate there are some similarities between the teams. But I think we got a little ways to go. But it is a good feeling. I think even going into the road trip, we had a pretty good feeling. When you have a road trip like that, and then you play a really good team like this, and you beat them the first two games, it kind of adds to that. We'll see on the 12 comparison.
Bob, standings aside, do you just got to sometimes, you know, channel that out and appreciate the run you've been on given the last couple of years?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we knew that there was going to be a better feeling amongst the group this year. We had a lot of guys from our system that are here now and came up last year. And it's a little bit more of a group feeling than when you're having to have placeholders here for a year, you know, looking for their next contract. It's the way we had to handle it. We were waiting for this group to get here. So the feeling from the very beginning felt a lot better amongst this group. And then it started when you start winning, you start playing well like this, even more so, you know, the momentum kind of builds. So, yeah, I do sit back and watch. And based on the injuries that we've had too, you know, it's amazing that we're getting the contributions that we are right now. Who'd have thought Chris Bassett would be here pitching for us right now? As many injuries we had, we certainly wouldn't have thought Edwin Jackson would be here pitching for us right now. So, yes, it is nice to watch and see how everybody gets together. And then when you have guys that come in, too, like Edwin, who fits in right away, it just feels like a real insulated, tight group.
Bob, how nice was it to have that big eighth inning to give you the cushion given Trinan's availability?
Yeah, you know what? If it was 2-1 and we had Lou out on the mound, we'd have felt great about it. Not 2-1, but one-run lead, we'd have felt great about it because Lou's been really good. So to give the type of cushion and then try to go to somebody else and stay away from him, certainly added to, you know, taking a little pressure off because the top of the order is coming up. It's a pretty good top of the order. So, but regardless, we'd have felt good about Lou.
I know you're trying not to use the bullpen as much tonight. You know, it looked like you were sitting Lou down after having him up. But how good is it to know that even though you got into some trouble, you've got him there, you've got these other guys there that can come up and step up and fill that role?
Right. I think in Casilla's case, he hasn't pitched since, I think it's been 6 days. And for a guy that's used to pitching a lot, sometimes, you know, you get out on the mound, you can throw bullpens all you want, you get on the mound. Sometimes it's difficult to get your rhythm. So that's more on me, I think, the fact that he hasn't pitched in a while. But like you said, we knew we had Lou, if they got some guys on base, and he did it efficiently and real quickly.
I think you mentioned before the game that Edwin, even in his minor league starts, had been kind of a 20-pitching inning guy.
Right.
And now 60-something in the first game. He hasn't walked a guy yet for you. Does that part of his game kind of surprise you a little?
Yeah, you know what? I don't have anything to base it on.
Yeah.
So all I can see is what I've seen here. I've looked at a little video, but I didn't want to look at too much video in there because I wanted to see what he was like here. The big leagues are a different story for a guy that has
you know, the career that he's had. So you knew there'd be some added adrenaline and a little bit more focus once he got to the big leagues, and that's been the case.
Thanks.